This clip was recorded by CBC Radio. For more information about CBC Radio, just Google Canadian Broadcasting.
Over the last couple of decades, Canada has staked its claim in the international world of winemaking. Our vast country has many wine-growing regions, but without question, the two most prolific are the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia and, of course, the Niagara wine region in Ontario. Well, I am absolutely thrilled to be joined in studio by two of Canada's top producing and award-winning winemakers. From the Fox Trail Winery in the Okanagan Valley, Mr. Phoenix Carter.
Hello, and, Peter.
Hello, Phoenix. And of course, from the Lion Estates Winery in Niagara, Ontario, Mr. Daniel Semple.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to join you as well.
So I'm very excited because I see wine glasses and open bottles of wine, which can only mean that we will be tasting some of your delicious wines.
Yes, well, we certainly are proud to bring you some of Okanagan's finest.
Happy to have Lion Estates here.
Okay, well, why don't I start with you, Phoenix, first. What is it that you think makes Canadian wine so good?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to pay attention to your question there. I think you have to be careful in saying that Canadian wines are great, and more specifically, you have to hone in on the region of the Okanagan, and I think that definitely it's been our wines over the last few years that have been bolstering the reputation of Canadian wines internationally.
Well, it would sound, Phoenix, that you may be slightly biased.
Slightly.
Well, I think that the Canadian wine consumers would have to be slightly biased, too, because they seem to favor ours.
I would differ on that.
All right, Daniel, so you would differ on that. I will give you an opportunity to respond. In your opinion, what is it that makes the Niagara region such a perfect location for growing grapes, and what varietals would you be known for?
Well, here comes the spin.
Phoenix, you've had your turn. I think that we need to put everything into a bit of context here. We in the Niagara region are very thrilled to be known as the largest economic producer of wines in the country. When we think of Canadian award-winning wines,
I'm wondering where he gets these numbers
from. Of course, we're talking about ice wine, Phoenix, which is something that that the Niagara region has absolutely staked a claim in the international scene.
Well, I suppose that the Okanagan is not known for its ice wines either. Is that why ours were able to come off earlier this year than Niagara?
Gentlemen, I'll just get you to not speak at the same time. Obviously, it is a little bit of
my
friendly competition.
Peter, my apologies.
Well, it's not exactly competition and certainly doesn't feel very friendly.
Well, it's... Okay. If I could, Phoenix, you've obviously brought what would seem to be a red wine from...
This is
Fox Trail?
This is a 2009 Pinot from Fox Trail.
I'm sorry.
This won an award this year, beating out some of California's top Pinots. Yeah. So we're very proud of that.
Why don't you say what the award was?
It was the top Pinot in the Western...
Do you remember where it was from?
Well, yes, it was the Western North American.
No, it was from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just saying exactly. What does New Hampshire know about wine?
Gentlemen, let's try to keep this a little bit on track here.
Well,
obviously,
yes.
You're both very passionate about the wines that you produce, and that's why I have you both here. I will get a chance to try both of your wines. So this is a Pinot.
Yes, and this is one of the...
Actually, the label can be deceiving. That may have actually just been some garbage.
Would you please? I am just... Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, please. I'll get you to both just...
my apologies.
Remain in your chairs.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So, Daniel, you have brought with you... obviously, this is a nice wine.
This is really the reason that the Canadian wine industry has found its footing in any international circles. It is because of our ice wine. And specifically, Phoenix, if you're going to sit there and giggle...
Let's try it.
Immediately.
Disgusting. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
Don't you touch me.
Gentlemen, please.
Don't you touch me.
Please sit
don't
down.
Don't you touch me, Danny.
Gentlemen, please. I will get you to sit. Sit. Can we get somebody in here right now?
Please.
Just get somebody in here. Take him off the floor.
I swear to God, I am sick of this.
Well, the conversation has derailed a little bit here. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Phoenix Carter from the Fox Trail Winery in the Okanagan Valley, as well as Mr. Daniel Semple from the Lion Estates Winery in the Niagara, Ontario region. Gentlemen, thank you.